This week, the Korea International School ADEs interview Greg Israel, the technology integration specialist for the high school. What is a technology integration specialist?
Well, that's a good question, Tim. It's a fairly new position, I think, that's starting to appear in schools that are using lots of computers, lots of one-to-one schools. And basically our job, and Tim also has this role in the middle school, our job is to help the teachers find ways to use technology in the classroom to enhance their teaching. So we're kind of the go-between. We're not the wires people. We don't set up the networks. We don't make sure the internet's running. We help the teachers learn how to use the programs and help the students use the programs and just kind of enhance the education part of it.
Educationally speaking, what kind of things have you done with teachers this year? Some examples.
Yeah, oh wow, okay. So let's see, we've done all sorts of things. We can talk about it by program or by product. I guess program-wise, we've used everything from GarageBand and iMovie and Wikis and Digo and, everything else. Pages, Keynote, you name it. We've kind of dabbled in it in one way or another. As far as products are concerned, we've done lots of movies. They seem to be very popular. I'm actually working with one of the math teachers right now. They're making persuasive movies. It's kind of the end product. They've been designing houses using different geometric shapes. And they're actually building scale models, and then they have to kind of persuade a fictional customer that their house is the best house to purchase and build. So that's kind of fun. We've done lots of podcasts. I've done podcasts in math and in the arts, and the Spanish classes have been making magazines, like Spanish language magazines and movies. I mean, we're all over the place. It's nice to see it catching on. I think social studies and English classes kind of took the lead immediately, but it's starting to branch out into all different disciplines.
If you were to give a piece of advice to a new school that's thinking, oh, we're going to go one-to-one, would you recommend them having a position like this?
Absolutely. I think it's key. New teachers, or just people in general, if you're not comfortable with the technology, you're not going to use it.
Right.
And I think that's for teachers and non-teachers alike. Having someone in this position, the technology integration specialist or technology coach, whatever you want to call it, we can help kind of alleviate some of that anxiety. We can come in, we can work with the teacher individually to plan the lesson, we can show them how to use the technology. And a lot of times we end up in the classroom with the students, and so we'll teach the students how to use it, and then teachers can kind of sit in the back and learn along with everybody else. So it takes the pressure off of them when it comes to integrating that technology for the first time.
What kind of in-class support have you provided this year?
Yeah, I've done this. I mean, it's from teaching the new tools, so like here's how you make an iMovie, here's how you make a podcast, to sometimes it's just troubleshooting. Students are working on a major project, and I reserve time with that teacher. Well, I'll just pop in for 15, 20 minutes just to see if students have questions, because sometimes they don't know they have a question until they're in the thick of it. They're
right
in the middle of editing the movie or whatever it might be, and they're like, oh, I don't know how to do this. And so it's just nice. So sometimes it's just like kind of informal like that, and sometimes it's very formal in the classroom where I'm kind of teaching a lesson for at least part of the class.
How about outside of class? What kind of support things have you done for teachers outside of the classroom?
Outside, it could be teaching the software or Web 2.0, whatever it might be. Lesson planning, a lot of times we just sit back and we figure out what the objective is. I think that's an important part. You can't forget the educational side of this. So once we figure out what the students are supposed to learn or do in this activity, then we try and figure out what the appropriate technological tool might be. So we work on that sort of thing. We also provide, Tim and I provide workshops after school on a fairly regular basis, almost every week now or every other week, just workshops on specific topics like how to do a wiki, how to use GarageBand, just to encourage people to start using this and get comfortable with it.
What do you think's been your biggest challenge this year?
Let's see. I think there are days when it would be nice to have another person in this position with us. We're both part-time. I'm part teacher, part tech coach, and Tim's part admin, part tech coach. And every once in a while, things get really busy, and everybody wants us helping them out. So we kind of have to put them on hold temporarily until we can get to them that afternoon or possibly the next day. So sometimes that can be a challenge, just trying to fit everybody in. And I think also it's trying to get people to kind of, I don't want to say come to the dark side because I don't feel like we're on the dark side, but to kind of take that first step into technology. Some people jump in right away and they're just, you know, you don't have to encourage them at all. But some people are a little timid, they might be intimidated. And so I think that challenge can be just that first time getting them to do. I think once they try it and it's successful, that's the key, is if that first attempt can be successful, then they're more likely to do it again. So sometimes it's just getting that first attempt to take place.
Now that you've had almost a full year in this job, what do you think is your biggest success? What was the one thing or two things you've looked at? You said, "Oh, now I really got something accomplished when this happened."
That's a good question. I think I think I'm really happy with the periodic workshops. I think that's something new that we've brought together. Tim and I working together, because it gives that regular encouragement. And there's always stuff to learn with technologies. As soon as you feel like you're on top of it, if you ever feel that way, there's always something new. So I think that's been a nice addition. I think we've made a lot of progress working on the technology wiki, where kind of everybody can work together. I know Tim's taking the lead on that and putting up rubrics and examples and things like that, what make it that much easier for a new teacher or a teacher new to technology to kind of get their feet wet so they can see what projects look like, they know how to grade them. I think that's been a big plus here this year. And this, I always like seeing when you meet the new teachers on the first day, you kind of have you make these kind of guesses. Oh, this person probably be pretty good with tech, and this person might have a little resistance or a little trouble. But when you see those unexpected people blossom, when someone who really couldn't, it was just learning how to navigate the basics on the computer, and now they've got a wiki and now they're doing podcasts. To see that growth happen so quickly is really rewarding.
What plans do you have next year?
Ooh, well, I think I would like to do even more frequent workshops. So if we can get them weekly, I think that would be great. And I think one of the big pushes now is to start sharing what's going on in all the various classrooms. That we're at the point now where lots of people are doing amazing things with their students, and sharing those different projects and ideas amongst each other here on the staff. And we're starting to do that now, but I think that's gonna be a big focus next year, for at least in the high school, what I'm doing is how can we get each other to learn and share ideas from each other? Because there's so much great stuff. And there's kind of like the well-known people. We all know that this person or that person's doing things, but there's a lot of people who are kind of not in the spotlight who are doing really cool things. So it'd be nice to put them in the spotlight for a little while, and so they can share what they have to offer.
Do you think that that's been really how the magic kind of occurred? When people started using it, it was because they saw other teachers doing it, and it kind of gave them the, oh, well, if he can do it, I can do it, or if she can do it, I should be able to do it. Was that part of the integral?
Definitely. I think we learn from each other and we're encouraged by each other. Sometimes all it takes is, if you're working kind of team teaching with somebody, you kind of have the same course, so you talk a lot of time, you know, you spend some time talking about curriculum and what you want to cover. And if that other person's like, wants to do a tech project, they're like, maybe I'll try that too. Or you see the guy across the hall, you know, when the students are presenting their projects, like, oh, I could do that. So I think a lot of our success has been learning from each other. And so I think if we can kind of promote that and share those ideas next year and in the future, I think that'll help even more. Oh, it's cool. Kind of like we've built up a momentum. It's kind of started slowly, but now it's really grown into a nice big snowball. And so people are encouraged, they're having success, they're learning from each other, and I think it's just going to continue improving in the future.
So you mentioned movies in the classroom, and a lot of people were doing that. It was quite popular. Is there anything else you guys have laid out for movies?
Yeah, actually, Tim and I have put together the first annual Phoenix Film Festival, kind of taking the lead from the Shanghai International Schools with the Shanghai Student Film Festival. And they were very generous to kind of hand over the reins for the Korean version. And so we've put together a film festival. It's open to every student in the world if they can find out about it. And we've done our best to promote it via principals and heads of schools. And every student from pre-K all the way to grade 12, they can submit a 5-minute film in 6 different categories. And we have 3 age divisions. So we've got elementary, middle, and high school, 6 divisions each. So potentially we have 18 winners if we get a submission for every category. And we've heard from schools in several countries now. I think we're almost at double digits for different countries. And I know a lot of the teachers here at KIS have taken it as an opportunity to integrate some technology into their lessons. They figured might as well do a project that involves a movie that can be used in class and also be submitted for the film festival. So we're really looking forward to it. Submissions are due April 6th, And the film festival itself will be April 30th, if I remember correctly. And all the winning films will be shown at the film festival. We're really looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
And that concludes our interview with Greg Israel, the Technology Integration Specialist from Korea International School. Thanks for tuning in. Hope to see you again soon.